greatest need in the world today is the proclamation of the gospel of God's redeeming grace. Our blessed Savior has commissioned us to go into all the world and announce the glad tidings of salvation, which is offered full and free to anyone and everyone who is tired and weary of living without Christ. We ask you to listen carefully and prayerfully as we seek to exalt Christ in hymns of praise and in the message from God's precious word. This is Welcome Detweiler speaking. Someone asks you the question, "Are you a Christian?" How do you answer that question? It may be that sometimes when people ask you that question, they merely mean, "Are you a member of the church?" But then there are some real Christians who really mean by the question, "Do you have eternal life? Have you a spiritual birthday? Do you know that all your sins are forgiven? Are you certain that when you meet death, that your soul will be transported from earth to heaven?" I'm taking a guess that whenever I address my radio audience, I have some in my radio audience who can answer this question very emphatically and without any hesitation, and they're able to say, "Yes, thank God, I am a Christian. I have experienced a spiritual birthday. I am saved by God's matchless grace." I would like to believe that all of my listeners are saved, but then it's quite possible that there are some who have to face that question and say, "No, I am not a Christian. I cannot say that I know that I'm on the way to heaven." Then, of course, I think there must be a third class in my radio audience, and those are the people who find it a little difficult to face this question, and all they can say is, "I hope I'm a Christian, but I can't say that I'm certain about it." It may be that some of you have been taught, as I was, that you can't know until you get to the end of the road. I'm glad I learned in time that that propaganda is not true. Some of you who are not certain about your eternal destiny are quite content to let it ride. You don't really care to know. But then I'm confident that most people who don't know where they stand regarding their eternal destiny are very much concerned and would like to know. They're searching for light on the subject, and it would mean a great deal if they could say, "Now I can say, I know I'm saved and on the way to heaven." If I have an earnest person in the audience who really would like to know, let me give you a bit of advice. If you will listen to men, or the multiplied voices of religion, you will never find the answer to your problem. But if you will allow your Bible to be your only textbook, your only guidebook on the matter, it becomes very, very simple. You will never be able to answer the question, "Are you a Christian?" intelligently, unless you allow your Bible to answer the question for you. Remember this, that not everyone who claims to be a Christian is a Christian. For there are many who are resting upon false hopes that the Bible does not endorse. Perhaps I should bring it down to this. If the Bible says, you are a Christian, you are a Christian. If the Bible says you are not a Christian, you are not, even though some religious leaders may pronounce you as such. The Bible, which is the inspired Word of God, divides the human family into two distinct classes, those who are saved and those who are not saved. The Bible draws the line of demarcation not between the good and the bad, as men have supposed, but between those who have taken refuge for salvation in the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ and those who have not taken refuge in Christ. I trust this will help some of you who are still on the fence. If you are trying to save yourself, the Bible makes it very clear that you are not a Christian. If you are resting completely in the work that Christ accomplished for you on Calvary's cross, when he died for your sins and rose again for your justification, the Bible says that you are a Christian. Are you ready for a few passages of Scripture to confirm the statements that I have just made? My first Scripture is found in 1 Peter 3 and verse 18. For Christ hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Then right close by, 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. 1 John 5, verse 11, and this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Now notice in verse 12, how God divides the human race. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Verse 13, these things are written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know, K-N-O-W, that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. There are dozens of other portions of the Word of God which clearly set forth that having or not having Christ is the basis upon which man's eternal destiny is settled. Now for those of you who want to know whether or not you are saved, let's bring it down to this question. Are you resting completely on Christ and his substitutionary death for you? If so, God's unchangeable word declares that you are the possessor of eternal life. If, on the other hand, you are still depending upon your good deeds, your good works, it is clear from the Word of God that you are not saved. You may be living a Christian life. You may be very active in church work, but that will not make you a Christian. To work for the Lord is in his harvest field is very commendable after you are saved. But if you are working for the Lord with a view to obtaining God's salvation, your theology is definitely unscriptural. You may begin to work for the Lord early in years and devote your entire lifetime in his service, but that will not make you fit to enter his eternal home. You see, salvation is not at all by works, but by sovereign grace. And here are a few verses, Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Romans 4 and 5, to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. I trust that you who have been riding the fence will know by now exactly where you stand in the light of God's precious word. Surely you know whether or not you are resting on Christ or upon yourself. Now let me go back and speak to those who answer the question, are you a Christian, in the negative. Perhaps you answer with a very heavy heart, no, I am not born again. Now let me ask you, why are you not a Christian? Is it because you don't want to be a Christian? Or is it because you don't know how to be saved? If you are not saved because you don't want to be saved, I'm inclined to believe that you have been misinformed and perhaps You love your sins and you feel as though you wouldn't be happy without them. Perhaps you're under the impression that after a person is saved, he will have to lead a very dull and melancholy life. No more fun, no more good times. If you are under that impression, you are dead wrong. For I've heard the testimony of hundreds of Christians who have said, "I thought I was having a good time before I was saved, but I was just kidding myself. My so-called good times were overshadowed by heartaches, by hangovers, trouble, an accusing conscience. In fact, I was just plain miserable while I was telling my friends that I was having a good time." They continued by saying, "I have never known what real joy and contentment really is until I trusted Christ for salvation. I thought that I had to give up a lot of things that I enjoyed, but I found that when you trust Christ, He changes your desires, and immediately you lose your desire to do the things that are harmful to your testimony." When I ask you, "Why are you not a Christian?" some may answer, "I don't know how to become a Christian. I've heard so many different ideas about it that I'm completely confused." If this is your answer, it is quite evident that you have not put forth much effort to get the matter settled. You have neglected your Bible and listened to men. God's Word says, "Ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart." There's no excuse for continuing on in a confused condition when the Bible is so crystal clear regarding the simple and unencumbered way of salvation. I have found that most people who are confused about being saved are quite content to remain so. They use it as an excuse. Many have never put forth an effort to hear the clear gospel message. When you say, "I am not saved because I don't know how to be saved," that excuse will not stand before God as long as you are not making an effort to hear the gospel of God's grace. I trust that our meditation on these few scriptures regarding the way of salvation will awaken in your heart an interest, and I don't want you to be satisfied until you are ready for the question that friends may put to you, and when they say to you, "Are you a Christian?" I trust you'll be able to say, "Yes, thank God I am. I have had a spiritual birthday. I have seen from God's Word that I am a lost, guilty sinner, that Jesus Christ loved me and died for me on Calvary's cross, and He has promised to give me power over the temptations that come that sinners enjoy. And a new life has come in, and I know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior." If you're not saved, you may this very hour come to Him in simple faith and receive Him as your Lord and Savior. I trust you'll do it for His name's sake.